and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Anderson & Parsons Travel Services. Sandy, how are you this week?
I am doing great. I am so excited about tonight's show. Our listeners probably know you and I love to talk about food, and tonight we are going to talk about the top of the barrel, cream of the crop, best food on Disney property.
Well, and it's not just best food on Disney property. The reason we're doing it tonight is because it's being recognized as really one of the best dining experiences in the world. We're talking about a bucket list item for me. I know it's something that you've done. You've had a unique dining experience there. We're not necessarily going to dive into that tonight. We're going to talk a little bit more about the restaurant as a whole and this particular accolade they've received. We're talking about Victoria and Albert's, and we're talking about it for a very specific reason. Tell everybody why.
Very exciting news. Just 2 weeks ago, they received a Michelin star. First ever restaurant on Disney property to receive it. They've had a lot of other prestigious awards, AAA Five Diamond, Five Star Wine Spectators, Best of Award Excellence, Florida Trend Golden Spoon, lots of great things. But really, that Michelin star is pretty amazing to achieve. It is difficult to get. There are less than 1,600 restaurants in the United States with them. The majority are in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Almost a quarter of them are in New York alone.
Wow.
So it is amazing. And I will say, not necessarily Disney property, but Disney adjacent, as I like to call it. I was on an AMA Waterways cruise just 2 weeks ago and ate at my very first Michelin star restaurant. And I have to say, for a long time, I've heard of Michelin stars. I know some of those restaurants you see. And I was always like, wow, what is this all about? What's, you know, is it really the big hype that they give it? Yes, it's really the big hype that they give it.
Well, I think we have to kind of explain to people what it is, right? I mean, you hear Michelin and you immediately jump to me. Anyway, you jump to the Michelin man, you jump to tires, that type of thing. So it's not necessarily something that the normal human being walking around today's world thinks of when they hear Michelin. They don't necessarily jump to restaurant, right? So let's break it down. What exactly are we talking about here?
I'll be honest. As I said, I've heard of Michelin star. I can now say I've dined in two different Michelin star restaurants, even though one of them was pre it getting its star. But I really kind of delved into some research on Michelin star because, like you said, that's where my mind went. That great, you know, white Michelin man mascot. And I thought, could this really be the same thing? And it is. The history behind it is that's how the tire company promoted travel back in 1920.
Huh.
They came up with this idea of creating a fine food directory in Europe and encouraging people to drive many miles to go to these amazing restaurants. And so it is one and the same, you know, owned under the Michelin company umbrella. And additionally, I'll be honest, I didn't realize that there are also Michelin hotels.
Huh.
So
that's crazy.
It'll be interesting to see as I did my research on the hotel end.
Yeah.
In Florida, there are 64 Michelin star hotels, 300 in the whole U.S. And you have an option when you're searching to look for a Michelin hotel with a Michelin star restaurant. And it'll be interesting to see if the Grand Floridian goes for it. You can request that review. Sometimes they don't tell you they're coming. It's a really long and intricate process. They send diners out in groups of one, two, and four to go out, try the restaurants. They try it multiple times over the course of the year because they have five criteria to get the awards.
Okay.
It's about the ingredients.
Right.
The harmony of flavor. The mastery of technique. How is it blended? How does it look?
Sure.
And the personality of the chef through the cuisine. Huh. And so the last thing that they also look for is consistency. Just because they had that the first time and maybe even the second time they went there, if they didn't see it the third time, they probably aren't getting considered again this year. It's all about that consistency. And, you know, we talk about Disney dining a lot. We've done a whole episode dedicated to all the James Beard award-winning chefs that are in Disney Springs. I mean, if you're not on your first family vacation to Disney with young children, Disney really is a dining mecca. But what I'll call Disney adjacent, one of their good neighbor preferred hotels, the Four Seasons,
right,
holds a Michelin star for the hotel and a Michelin star for Kappa Steakhouse. So you have to wonder if it's kind of raising the bar for the Grand Floridian to try and go after that second star.
It's just so interesting, like the history behind it, that there's no way that anybody would ever associate the two. But when you look at the timing in American history, and I guess in global history, when it was putting together, it makes total sense that you would link the two: tires, travel, hotels, restaurants. Like it does make sense when you look at the bird's eye view of it.
It does. But when I first, that was the only connection I had, I'm like, I have to be wrong. It can't be that big white mascot guy.
Well, I don't think they send him around to the restaurants. I don't think that would be a little bit, you know, difficult to hide that you're not, you know,
I would think, but you know, maybe that's the tip off for the valets at some of these places. They should be checking out the Michelin tires on the arriving cars.
So you mentioned that the restaurant has had other awards. Run those by us again, because you gave us a whole list of them and they kind of got lost on me. You could have made them up is really what I'm saying, because I don't know what all of them are, but there's a lot of awards at this restaurant.
Wow, I could have made them up. Is that what kind of news we deliver? Come on.
Well, maybe. You never know.
AAA Five Diamond Awards since 2000, 25 years almost of dining excellence from AAA.
Yeah.
Forbes Travel Guide, 5-star since 2018. Wine Spectator's Best of Award of Excellence and Florida Trend Golden Spoon Hall of Fame. I mean, this restaurant, as you said, is high on people's bucket list. It's definitely not a family restaurant, without any doubt about it. It actually is one of the only places on property where they don't even let kids in. You must be 10 and up to dine here.
So obviously, obviously it's a different dining experience than what you would have on most restaurants across property.
It definitely is. I will say all of my clients who have dined here without exception have either been there on an adults only trip, or this is the night the grandma and grandpa babysit and it's mom's and dad's anniversary, a birthday, a special celebration. Because it's not an inexpensive restaurant. It's not a quick service as far as, you know, you're going to be in and out of the restaurant in an hour. That's not going to happen. And it also, unlike pretty much any place else on property where you could get away with some of the nicer park clothes, as I'll call it, this one definitely has a dress code. And again, every client that we've worked with here, this is an experience and people really want to make it that, you know, maybe arriving early, doing one of the many bars at the Grand Floridian before they head to dinner, taking that time to, you know, feel that you've put on your best. I get photos from every one of my clients who do it, not always of the food, but of them entering and all dressed to the nines for the night. So it is truly, I'll say, an experience, but I'm probably lying because we'll talk in a minute. There are three very unique experiences for this restaurant.
Okay, but let's start with, because one of the things that you have there that is part of their criteria for this Michelin star is the chef's personality. So let's talk about the chef. Talk about the team of chefs, I guess, that go into making this restaurant.
And it's interesting that you use the word team, because that's one of the things that comes up. If you look at Michelin and their Q&A about the star, it says, do you only go when you know that the chef de cuisine is working?
Okay.
And their answer is absolutely not. Well, it is the chef de cuisine who creates the menu and the style and teaches everybody how to execute it. It should be able to be executed every night of the year.
Right. In their absence, of course.
But this restaurant, Chef de Cuisine, Chef Matthew Sowers, again, great pedigree, so to speak, graduated Cordon Bleu, worked at the Ritz-Carlton, was mentored by James Beard himself, and then, you know, recruited. Not just, he didn't apply at Victoria and Albert's. He was recruited because that's the image Disney wanted. They were really looking for this kind of service and standard and ultimately going for this Michelin star. But interestingly, Chef Sowers also assisted in the creation of Remy, both on Disney Dream and Disney Fantasy. And if you've had the honor of eating in Remy, you can see that high level of dining being executed. I'm a huge Paolo fan on the ships, but Remy really takes it up a degree. I believe he may also have been responsible for that amazing 7-course chocolate dessert tasting that I had on board.
Wow. Okay.
Sadly, it will never win a Michelin star because they are not awarded to restaurants on ships.
Got it. So the work that he did on Cruise Line, not going to be recognized with the same award, right?
But being very honest here, not that the cost, if we take the cost of the cruise out for those that are going to be cruisers anyway, the cost of Remy and the ability to get a reservation in Remy, substantially easier than at Victoria and Albert's, but put it on your bucket list and we'll get you all in here.
So listen, we're about halfway through and the first food we mentioned was chocolate desserts, and it's not even in this particular restaurant. So let's talk a little bit about food, a little bit about drink. Let's break it down a little bit. You mentioned a couple of experiences. So let's dive right in and give people a true understanding of what this experience could be.
So when you book this, you know, we talk about restaurants in Disney all the time. The first one that really comes to my mind is Be Our Guest. It has three distinctive dining rooms. We know that. It's got the West Wing, it's got the main ballroom, and then it's got the gallery.
Sure.
And we always say to guests, you know, you can request things when you get to the podium, but, you know, that old saying you probably learned in preschool, you get what you get, but you don't get upset.
Right.
That's not the case here. The three distinct experiences get booked as that specific experience. So you know what you're getting.
Okay.
The most general experience, and it's really hard for me to even say that with a straight face when I explain how limited it is.
Sure.
Is the main dining room. It's the Grand Rotunda Dome. It reminds you of a beautiful, tranquil garden. Again, they've got soft music playing. It really kind of sets the scene, the waiters, the service, everybody really dressed up. It's an experience. But it's an experience limited to just 14 couples a night.
Wow. Okay.
Not a lot of people.
No, not at all.
After that, there's the Queen Victoria Room. It has an expanded tasting menu with your own tableside service for your menu, limited to just 4 couples a night.
The number's getting smaller.
Numbers are getting smaller. Yeah. That's just 8 people.
Yeah.
And our last option is the chef's table for up to 6 people. So not every one of these seats is filled every night.
Right.
They're not even open every night. The restaurant is dark on Sunday and Monday. That means a maximum of 210 people a week can eat here.
Huh.
And while I don't want to put it on par with something like Be Our Guest, Be Our Guest has more than 210 people seated in an hour,
right,
let alone right, in right. a week.
Very, very different.
Just to kind of conceptualize where that number is and why it sometimes is even on people's bucket list, but they may not get it the first time around. Again, it's dark 2 nights a week. It's dinner only, 5:30 to 8:05. Again, compare it to a Be Our Guest or a Cinderella's Royal Table where dinner starts at 3. And depending on the time of year, the final seating is at 11. This is not multiple seatings and run people through again. This is a fine dining experience that maximum of 210 people a week. Just such a small number. But I have to tell you, the food is amazing. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on the menu because it is a seasonally changing menu.
Right.
So it's something that I think once you kind of go, you get hooked. And if you want to make yourself your own Michelin star, you know, just person deciding if they're really worthy, they mention consistency and going back again and again. So I highly suggest go back again and again, try all three dining rooms, try the different menus. But again, this is going to come with a different cost to it and a different planning in your Disney vacation.
So before we get to the cost, because I think that's incredibly important, situations like this, fine dining like this, typically comes with a very expansive wine menu, an extensive wine menu. I'm not a wine person. I know that you do enjoy a glass of wine from time to time. Talk to us about the selection that they have at this particular restaurant.
You know, I am definitely not qualified to talk about their selection.
Well, I don't know that anybody truly is, but...
Because while I do enjoy a glass of wine, I will have to say that most of the bottles of wine that I drink probably cost less than most of their glasses.
Sure, of course.
They have over 500 wines available. So let me just rephrase that for you to think about again for a minute. A maximum of 210 people per week, yet over 500 wines.
Yeah.
So again, they're really looking to meet what you're looking for. 500 wines from over 35 regions. Again, some of them are very rare bottles. You might go this year, fall in love with something that they do as a pairing for you, and it's not there next year. Now, again, part of the reason for the number of wines is this is a multi-course dinner and you can opt for a wine pairing, which means every course you're getting a different wine. But again, this massive collection, and some of it is really exceptional wines going all the way back to the 1900s.
Wow. Okay. Like I said, not necessarily my particular style, but you have to appreciate it because it just goes well.
No, but let's talk about the flip side of that for a minute. Again, this dining is about the experience. So it's not your style, but what they have for you then is some amazing zero-proof cocktail pairings.
Okay.
So you feel that elevation of the night, that what is that wine pairing menu like? Well, I'm not a drinker, so I'll have the zero-proof. That option is there for you.
So obviously those types of pairings come at an additional cost to the normal menu cost. So let's break down costs right now, because I know that it's, as we've said, it's specifically, it's very different from anything else that we have on property. So lead with what a normal cost
is. Costs and cancellation.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to go back to 210 guests a week.
Correct.
Essentially, they are booking 12 tables a night.
Yeah.
That's the actuality behind it.
Sure.
So let's talk dining costs for a minute. I know this will shock you all. Sadly, I can't make use of your dining plan here. There's no Disney dining plan accepted.
No.
And that is because the cost per guest is $295 for your full multi-course dinner. If you want the optional wine pairing that goes with it, it starts at $155 per guest. Your sommelier is going to talk to you about the pairing. You're going to have some selection. Obviously, the 500 wines carry a variety of price tags, so that's something you're able to talk about. And that zero-proof pairing is $115 per guest. And these numbers, sadly, don't include tax or gratuity, and obviously are always subject to change.
Well, and the reality is, as you mentioned, we're not getting into the menu because it's seasonal. So like, to break that down, like you're putting a tremendous amount of trust into the institution, into the rating that it's received. You don't have to take our word for it. You can just do a simple Google search for this restaurant. You know that you're not going to find an anything close to a negative review. It's all incredibly well reviewed. But it's not worth breaking down the menu because it's going to change.
It's going to change. Also, again, they're meeting your needs. So for instance, I don't eat any seafood. There are courses that include seafood. If I'm making a reservation, I will note that I don't do seafood, and they're going to modify that for me.
Right.
So, you know, even with a seasonal menu and that limited menu, there's also some changes that can be done to that.
You mentioned, cancellation differences and things like that. So break that down, because we're familiar with what our policy is within Walt Disney World. It's a little bit different.
So again, we're in spring of 2024. The Walt Disney World general policy now is so amazingly flexible. You can cancel up until 2 hours before with no fee. Less than 2 hours before, it's $10 a person. Here, if you cancel within 24 hours of the reservation, you will pay the full price of dinner.
Oof.
And if you cancel within 5 days of the reservation, you will pay $100 per person cancellation fee.
Oof.
So even though we know there's probably, people killing to take that seat from you, they're going to do some extra work. This is not generally, it is now bookable online, but when you book it, they will actually reach out to you after your booking and talk to you again. This is not just about the incredible food.
Yeah.
It is about the experience. And unlike other Disney restaurants, I love the way that they talk about the dress code. So directly from their website, I'll just read you this sentence that I loved.
Okay.
This is the culinary crown jewel of the Walt Disney World Resort. Guests are expected to dress accordingly in semi-formal and formal attire that respects the restaurant's elegant and opulent aesthetic.
Oof, that just screams everything that the Grand Floridian can be. I love it.
And, again, when clients say to me, does my husband need a jacket?
Yes.
Yeah, your husband needs a jacket.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Have I seen or know of friends that are local who do it as an anniversary celebration? I've even known people who have done, an intimate Walt Disney World wedding. And then that is the bride and groom go there for, they'll do a lunch reception for everybody. And the bride and groom go at night. And I have seen many a gentleman in there in a tuxedo. That's sure. Not your waiter. That is somebody dining. So, again, it is amazing when we think about all that Walt Disney World offers. This kind of unique hidden gem that is so far from cheeseburger rolls and corn dogs.
Yes. It's not a Mickey pretzel.
This is as far on the opposite spectrum as theme park food as you can get. But this is Walt Disney World.
Well, and now recognized world renowned. We're coming to the end. Anything else about this experience and this awesome honor that's been bestowed upon this restaurant that you want to share with folks before we head out?
Definitely think carefully how to fit it into your plans. Again, there are people that definitely take your children. Consider carefully at $295 a guest, because that is the price for everybody 10 and over, forgetting about whether your children are going to be okay or spoil others' experience in the room. Are they going to let you have the night out that you deserve? I can't recommend their food enough. I can tell you that it's been many years since I've eaten there, but the bites of mashed potato and the mouth-watering brisket that I had will forever be a fine dining memory for me. You will not regret making this that exceptional experience of your trip.
Well, Sandy, thanks for bringing us the news. Thanks for bringing us the experience, and have a great week.
You as well.
That's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant and Persons Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.